This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The city of Centennial, south of Denver, may host a headquarters, training facility, and temporary soccer stadium for Colorado's new National Women's Soccer League team. Denverite's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
The pending deal would allow the unnamed NWSL soccer team to use city land to build its headquarters, a permanent training facility, and a soccer stadium where it will play until it moves into its permanent home in Denver in 2028. The stadium and training fields will be built using both public money from the school district and private dollars. The fields will be available for use by the school district, as would the stadium once the team officially moves out. The Cherry Creek Board of Education will review the deal later this week. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, Denverite.
The U.S. women's soccer team is returning to Colorado to play Ireland. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The two teams will face each other in a pair of friendlies this summer, with the first one at Dick's Sporting Goods Park on June 26th. Head coach Emma Hayes calls Ireland one of Europe's most difficult teams to face, even though the U.S. women never lost to them. Coloradans Lindsay Heaps, Mallory Swanson, and Sophia Wilson led the team to a gold medal at the Olympics in Paris last summer. Heaps and Swanson could appear in the Colorado match. Wilson is currently on leave. She is pregnant with her first child. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado State University basketball will be looking for a new coach. Nico Medved has been with the Rams for 7 seasons. He's been hired away by the University of Minnesota. Medved is from the Twin Cities and a former student manager for the Golden Gophers. CSU made the NCAA tournament 3 times with Medved as coach. The Colorado House has passed a bill to limit the ownership of most rifles and some pistols that use detachable ammunition magazines. People trying to buy most guns that take detachable magazines will need special training and permission from their local sheriff. The measure has been amended nearly 3 dozen times. Democrats in the House and in the Senate still need to reconcile their versions of the bill before they can send it to the governor. This is CPR News.